All right, I am Anthony Masterson, sitting here with PNAT's outfielder Boomer Whiting. And Boomer, first of all, got to ask, how'd you get the nickname Boomer?
Boomer goes back pretty long time, actually. It was actually my first year playing T-ball or organized baseball. And my dad was pitching to me in a practice. And every time I hit the ball, he kept saying Boom because I was the smallest guy and I was sitting into the fence. So he kept saying Boom every time I hit it. And the name Boomer kind of just stuck ever since then.
Right, the previous single-season stolen base record in PNAT's history is 30 by Brandon Powell in 2006. You've already shattered that record. Talk about what goes through your mind when you get to first base.
That's stolen bases is, you know, probably my biggest part of my game. So I love getting on first base and trying to pick up anything I can to steal that base and kind of, you know, advance bases and help my team win. A lot goes through it, you know, trying to pick up tendencies from the pitcher and also pick up tendencies from the catcher. So it's kind of something that kind of just one of those skills you kind of learn over time and try to keep going with it.
Do you make mental notes of their tendencies, or do you keep a little book, or how do you record everything you find out from the pitchers?
Well, our coaching staff usually keeps books on, you know, the pitchers' times to home there and the catchers' pop times and stuff like that. So, I mean, since we play these teams so many times throughout the year, you kind of get accustomed to, you know, what that pitcher does and how they like to pitch the guy who's sitting behind you, whether it's fastballs, off-speed balls, and their times at home. So you kind of get aware of what that pitcher's got, and it kind of makes it a lot easier as you move on in the season.
You do a great job of getting in the pitcher's head with kind of dancing off the base pass and doing, you know, little things to get inside the pitcher's brain. And what are some of your favorite ways to make the pitcher just focus on you and forget about the batter at home plate?
Well, you know, that is my favorite thing to do is get in the pitcher's head. You know, it really distracts them and helps out the guy, whoever's hitting behind you. You can do it the most on second base or even on third base, because on third base they think you're a non-factor. But with Trent's aggressive style of play, we've stole home a couple times this year, and I know that I've been itching to do that. And so it's just something that gets in the pitcher's head, and, you know, I have a blast doing it, and so anything to help the team win.
We've seen the stolen base kind of making a comeback here in the major leagues in 2009, Boomer, with Carl Crawford stealing six bases for the Tampa Bay Rays, Dexter Fowler tying the National League rookie record for stolen base in a game with five. Do you think teams will not rely as much on the three-run home run and focus more on speed?
I think so. More or less, I hope so. You know, now that steroids isn't as big a part of the game as it used to be, you know, teams are starting to play small ball now, and, you know, speed's really coming back into play. So, you know, that is my game is speed, and, you know, I know my legs are what's going to move me up the ladder, so hopefully I just keep stealing bases and keep climbing.
There's also been a couple of steals of home this season in the major leagues. You know, Jacoby Ellsbury had the big one on Sunday Night Baseball, and Gary Matthews done it. Chris Getz also did it for the Chicago White Sox. Is that something you want to accomplish before your time here in Potomac?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I stole home a couple times in college, and it's, you know, people say it's one of the most exciting plays in baseball. So it's something that I know we can do here in Potomac. Trent loves it. It's a great play, and, you know, pitchers are never ready for it. And it's a great way to kind of steal a runaway from a team, and, you know, that hopefully we'll accomplish that before the year's out.
All right, speaking of some of your college days back with the University of Louisville, you actually led them to their first College World Series appearance back in 2007. What was that experience like? You've been there in Omaha, getting off the bus with all that energy there in Rosenblatt Stadium.
That was probably the most exciting time, most exciting sporting event of my entire life. Omaha, the whole city really rallies behind that event. And, I mean, it's something when you go into college, that's what you always dream for. But kind of it really didn't seem like a realistic dream that we could achieve. And then we kind of had that Cinderella season my senior year, and it was the way the fans treated you, it was just a really memorable experience that, you know, I'll really never forget.
All right, you actually led the nation in stolen bases that season with 73 and kind of creeping closer to triple digits. Is that a reachable goal for you in any given season?
You know, I think it is. Our college coach, Coach McDonald, he actually coached a guy when he was at Ole Miss who and when he was in pro ball, this guy, I think his last name was Morris or something, he stole 100 bases three consecutive seasons. So he would always talk to me about that guy. He's actually assistant coaching at College of Charleston right now. But I know he did it, so that's a goal that I would like to accomplish. Just one of those things where if you stay healthy all year and you're an everyday player, that I think it's one of those goals that I can reach.
Well, the Potomac record is 109 stolen base in season done in 2000 by Essex Sneed. So you got anything to say for Essex Sneed right now?
Well, I don't think I'm on pace for that yet, but you never know. Maybe I can catch fire, start getting on base a lot here and then the season, and maybe give him a run for his money.
All right, Boomer. A few favorites here quickly. Favorite place to play?
In the Carolina League would have to be Myrtle Beach.
All right, favorite movie of all time?
Batman Forever, this last Batman that came out.
All right, favorite music?
R&B, hip-hop, anything that that I can dance to. I like to dance. I know our team, we call ourselves the Dancing Peanuts, and when we go to Myrtle Beach, the whole dance club gets a taste of the dance skills of the guys on the team. So anything you can dance to.
All right, excellent. Favorite food you found on the road so far?
When we were in Myrtle Beach, I went to Max and Irma's and got some of their tortilla soup. I'm in love with that soup. I could eat it every day.
All right, what are some of your goals for the rest of the season, Boomer?
Some of the goals definitely are making playoffs, winning the second half for sure. Obviously, just doing anything I can as a leadoff guy and table setter to get on base, steal bases, and score runs for my team.
All right, thanks, Boomer. Peanuts outfielder Boomer Whiting. Watch your back, Essex Sneed. Boomer's coming for you. I send it back to you in the press box, Dan.